Windows F9.
Nope, not that.
Not it. Not the thing. Hey, JJ.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. I am feeling 210% better than the last time I spoke live with you, sir.
But brother, are you feeling 40,000% better?
I was hoping the follow-up there after the brother was some 40K joke. Thank you.
I don't... Look, the Emperor's
that was
the
so
Emperor
good.
Chosen is tired.
Oh, man. Well, we're both tired, but I'm not sick this time. I actually called it early on the Space Marine recording because I was getting motion sick because I had not eaten for 3 days.
That's sub-ideal.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Food poisoning, not so fun. Thanks a lot. Hamburger joint that didn't serve hamburgers. Anyway, so maybe we'll get in some more Spacha Marina this time.
Yeah.
Michael's still on assignment.
Yes.
Best to them all.
Of course, yes.
And I hope they're having a good time.
For me to join you, you have to start the game.
Oh, I have to continue my game. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm hitting continue now, so hopefully you can join me shortly. So this time, we've played enough Space Marine now to kind of know what's going on.
One mission, exactly one mission.
One mission to maybe talk about some other stuff while we play the Spacha, the space.
Yeah.
The Space Marines.
Yeah.
Maybe this time I can remember the controls. I did hear some people say maybe we should remap it so that the melee attack is not on the bumper. But, you know, we'll just go with what they've got, you know?
I used the bumper melee attack through the whole game and was fine.
Okay. I do have...
You will have to blur out the picture of me joining you. But otherwise, that should be good.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch... This is one of the things I wrote down to talk about. Did you watch the last episode's video feed?
I watched the first one. I don't think I've watched the most recent ones.
So I took a little fun with it, and I had got a nice little blur filter over some stuff, and then I went back and forth between both of our feeds.
I saw some very cool transition effects, which were extremely
cool. Yeah, dude, transitions. That was the thing. That's what I did. I found some cool pre-made transitions in the thing, and then we used them to flip back and forth between your feed and my feed.
We got stuff to do. We ain't got time to walk. You got to be clicking in that left
stick. I know. How do I? Oh, can I? Oh, I thought I couldn't click the stick. I'm sorry.
It's very in character to not do that, but...
Yeah. Well, and this guy's talking over here, you know.
We left him. No. He's just a bro. He's doing some stuff.
Oh. I like that your feed has helmets off and mine feeds has helmets on.
Yeah. Mine is superior, as everyone knows.
Well, it just makes it easier to know which feed we're looking at, you know?
whatever works.
Some of us don't want to get shot in the head, and some you know, take their chances.
Dude. No one is shooting us here.
You know, some games do that where... Oh, here, look. This cutscene does take his helmet off. Some games do that where they auto... choose for you that your helmet is on or off.
Oh, I didn't know they did it in the cutscenes. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, an Archmagos. Okay.
Gotta help out the Mechanicus.
Yeah. I don't know why, after this much time, the Imperium has not split between the Mechanicus and the rest of the Imperium, you know?
Well, the Mechanicus would tell you that, of course, the reason is they definitely worship the Emperor. The Omnissiah. It's definitely what the Emperor is. Like, it's the same thing, Andrew, of course.
Sure. And they do need bodies for the machine, basically.
It's definitely not a void dragon living in Mars. It's not that. It's definitely the Emperor.
God, if it was a void dragon, though, you know?
Yeah. The lore of 40K is so stupid. I love it so much.
The lore of 40K is so expansive that even the dumb stuff kind of finds its own way to live in the universe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Gadriel is correctly pissed that we have to do stuff for the Mechanicus. This is dumb.
Yeah, he's probably right. I mean, like, each one of them is wearing a little mini nuclear reactor on their back, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's still, and these are Primaris, right? So, like, this is all... Meet the second squad.
Oh. These guys look jacked up, dude. These guys do not look like they've had a good time.
Well, you know, you're no spring peach either.
Fair enough. Okay. I like that he has that...
Oh, we gotta go to the armory.
Oh, the armory. Okay. He has one of those shield things.
Yeah, so...
Mm.
Remember I told you sometimes the PvE missions intertwine with the campaign. May I gesture at the second squad?
Okay.
It's cool. So maybe after this mission, we'll jump into one of those PvE missions.
Delve in that. Yeah, yeah.
See how it is from the perspective, yeah.
Can I engage the turnimal? Come on. Get me equipped, baby. Okay. Oh. Okay, so you kind of like pick a loadout now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Oh. See, look. Select those melee weapons and then look what they're taking from you.
Oh, no. Okay, hold on. I clicked on the other rifles to start with. What do I want here? Auto bolt rifle?
Bolt rifle? Which one are you good with? Who do you feel good with, right? Like,
yeah, okay.
Know, they're all...
Oh, I apparently did not select it. Set active. There we go.
Yeah.
Bolt pistol. Oh, we got some choices here. We could go to plasma.
The plasma is good. You got to hold it down, you know, charge it up.
Really? Okay.
But it's good. It's strong.
Maybe we'll go to the heavy bolt pistol.
Yeah,
then.
I like the heavy for sure. But in the standard issue melee weapons, you click on that and you just like,
wow. Why can't I have this hammer?
I want this hammer. I want this sword. Why can't I have this hammer? I want these.
Yeah,
Denied.
Why?
You know, play the game longer, I suppose.
Yeah.
I do not have the DLC in order to pick a cooler appearance, so.
Oh, the DLC is, this is where you pick it up?
Yeah, so you can, you know, some of the DLC stuff is skins for these characters, and then there's other DLC stuff that is in the single player or the PvE and PvP modes, which, you know.
Right. Alrighty. Oh, there's our guy with another. Oh, we got a chaplain.
Brother Titus.
No errors. Got it. Chaplains are scary, dude.
Do you remember why Titus is in this situation?
Don't know.
So,
he went to the Death Watch because they thought he was a heretic?
He went to the Death Watch because they thought he was tainted. Because at the end of the first game... Yeah, so see, they're talking to you about operations.
Okay.
Did you get the pop-up?
I did. I read it. So it's either we can go do a mission or we can go do a mission, basically, you know?
Exactly. Do you want to do our mission or do you want to do their mission, right? We'll do their mission another day, maybe.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll load this Thunderhawk up and then we can talk about Titus.
But yeah, Titus, remember at the end of the first game, like, fights a Daemon Prince and, you know, a bunch of orcs and stuff and then banishes him back. But, gets reported by his chaplain for, you know, touching chaos like, in a serious way, which is like, not good, you know?
Yeah, probably not.
No,
I mean,
they prefer you don't do that. He won, but like, that's not, you can't touch that. That's weird.
Sorry, we're fighting Tyranids now.
Yeah. And so that's why they sent him to Death Watch. And, you know, now he's back. And
he proved himself.
Once again, the chaplain is this guy's eye on you.
Right, sure. Fair enough. Hoisted by his own petard, right?
I don't know. The chaplain's kind of a punk in the first game.
Well, I was hoisted this week, JJ.
Oh?
I like this particular item at the grocery store, but I find it to be too expensive. And so I usually buy it on sale. It's shelf stable.
Eggs?
No, shelf stable, sir. Shelf stable.
Okay.
Some eggs are close to shelves, but you know. Anyway, I get the good joke. So I'm like, oh, I'll buy it every time it goes on sale, and that's worked for like 2 years. I buy like two of them at a time. I guess I screwed myself over by not buying them a full price because now they're discontinuing them.
Oh no!
Yeah.
How do you?
I mean. Yeah. So I don't know. We often say like you should buy things on sale, but I feel like I owned myself.
I guess that comes with the thought that like the thing is going to be a continuing ongoing situation. Yeah. May I ask what this thing is?
It's kind of silly. It was a fancy ketchup. Which is actually kind of funny to me because it has less ingredients than normal ketchup.
Are we confident it's discontinued and just not, they're just not selling it at your place?
Yeah, good point. Okay. Michael actually was talking about that that Lily Q's barbecue stuff. And I love that stuff. And he said it was at the Ralph's. It's not at my Ralph's though. So maybe it's just not at my Ralph's anymore.
Oops. Uh-oh.
What are we being hunted by?
Did you press up to give it attention?
I did. It looked to the tree.
Yeah. Well, that's a stupid question I was about to ask. Like, which of the Tyranids hunt their prey? That's a... Oh, no.
Oh, a lictor. Oh, fun. Do we want crack grenades or frag grenades?
I mean, I'm just going to stick with the frags. Crack are very good. But, you know, different strokes.
Yeah. We got dudes.
Yeah.
They're dead.
Hey, this looks like a battle arena, one might say.
It sure does. It sure does look like a lictor might have a nice amount of room to run around and shoot at us.
Oh.
Lictors don't shoot, obviously.
Yeah, they're melee.
Oh, did you... Oh, no. I'm green.
Don't stand in the venom.
Oh, I forgot how to parry.
It's the bumpers, not the shoulders.
Yeah. I hit the wrong one. How do I get ungreened?
Get out of the thing.
Just time, I guess, huh?
The meter will start ticking down a little bit, yep.
I need that health. I gotta execute this guy.
Yeah, in general in this game, when you need something, the answer is usually cut them up.
Yeah. I heard something. Shortcut. No. That's a bad plan.
We shortcut.
Yeah. I like that little attack the thing after you hit him, and then, like, here's the bolt pistol shot afterwards.
Oh,
that's
dude.
Always fun.
The mark and like
yeah,
gives you the little like. That's a great move. It's great too because I think it also restores your armor. Love that.
I think you're right.
You have to parry first to get it. I forget what the exact conditions are. It's good.
Possible
though.
Guardian relic.
That gives you a free res. You probably want that.
All right.
I will take this stim.
All right. Fair enough. There's a chainsword, I guess, in case you brought the bad weapon.
In case you chose the knife for no reason. The knife isn't bad.
Nice kick, bro.
Thank you. The knife isn't bad.
Why do I feel like they're going to run on top of that bridge and then they're going to be shooting down on us?
What? How dare you?
Oh, shocker.
You could have designed this.
Oh, there's a guy up there now. Big guy. This place reeks of death.
Binharic squawk. Oh, I don't know. Do you have subtitles on?
I do not. I wish I did.
Oh, they're on in mine. Just watch. They're hilarious.
I should probably turn them on.
It's worth for the like hilarious stuff. You know, seeing the words spelled out. It's just like,
oh yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, because I mean, right? It's fantasy. They eventually just run out of words.
Look, they're trying. You know.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing wrong with it, but you know, fantasy. You eventually run out of words. There's a glitching dead body over here that I keep shooting at.
And he's dead. Oh, this guy's still up here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, right side, mini whelps.
I grenaded it.
Oh, perfect.
We need ammo, though.
Don't forget your cool ability.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there should
be. We need ammo.
And ammo up here, or there's some ammo anyway.
Frag grenades, ammo box. Yes, thank goodness.
High power. I was out. Rifle.
Assault frags. Rifle. Stalker bolt rifle.
So those are more like single shot, higher power rifles, I believe. As opposed to like,
they don't seem to be very good against Tyranids to have like single shot weapons. Probably.
Yeah, they're good against like obviously the Lictor and other big monsters, but they're
not. Oh, we got snipers.
They're not so hot against the dudes.
Of course, they give us snipers to shoot at with the high-powered rifles we didn't take.
Yeah, I mean, they knew, right?
Yeah, well, I should have known. Game is game.
It's okay. It's not like they're not going to send fodder enemies also.
Where are those coming from?
Oh, God, mines.
Who's shooting those? Ooh, a combat knife. Wow. Ow.
Ow.
That was a big bullet.
So many of these spores. God.
That was a big bullet that I took. Oh, I can't run.
I'm definitely shooting something, but it's not there.
Oh, I cut him in half.
Yeah. That's the Space Marine way.
Yeah. Do you need stims? Or I'll take it, because I think you already took a stim, right?
Yeah, I've got one left. I think the way it... I don't want to hit it now, because I'm afraid... Oops, I just wasted a frag grenade. Let's ignore that. You got to jump down here.
Oh, there's a ramp, man.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
Ding up my brand new armor.
It's not brand new.
Very clearly, we had that discussion earlier. The first time we played it. Yeah.
And I mean, like, nothing in this world is brand new, right? Isn't that the thing where, like, they don't make anything anymore? Everything is kept alive.
It felt like that was true when we were playing tabletop. It felt like that was true when we were playing tabletop. Since then, they have come out with so many models and new designs and things like that that, like, I don't know if they can still make that argument of like they don't make anything, because there's so much new stuff, especially Mechanicus stuff. Mm. There was a story within the Imperium that they could only make things once they found these like lost template things to start up factories with.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Basically, yeah, it was like, oh, you know, we have the Rhino everywhere because the Rhino is like a template.
The Rhino blueprints.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a full ammo cache.
There we go. That's what we need.
Here is my big... Oh, no.
Oh, God. What is that?
Bad.
Oh, the lictor's here.
Surprise. Oh god. Nope, I didn't dodge. I failed.
Almost
at the dodge.
Had it.
Remember, red means you have to dodge, and blue means parry.
Yes, correct. Oh.
Oh, there we go.
Executed.
Got him.
I love parrying the little guys when they jump at you and then they're like, I just grabbed it midair. I made a model of that when I was still playing on the tabletop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I made a model of a Space Marine grabbing. I think I still have it somewhere. I didn't throw it away. That's cool. What I mean? Because this seems like a very Space Marine thing to do, is just grab a Tyranid midair and kill
yeah,
it.
Yeah, smash them. Yeah.
Yeah. So did all the, I think we lost all our pals, huh?
You know, the Cadians, they try.
You know, it's not their fault, man. I don't understand how they, don't have anyone that isn't a Space Marine still living.
I don't see where I'm supposed to go. That way.
I think we go this way. This is an open
this
area that
we
haven't been to.
From.
No, this way. Here we go. This is new, for sure. Oh, show. It is here.
By what evidence?
I don't wanna. I don't know if we can talk F1 and play this game.
I think we are going the wrong way.
Really?
No, maybe not.
Keep saying that we're in the right place.
Okay, maybe you're right. Dude, F1. Bro, how are you feeling about these first couple races?
I love that they're like, oh man, Hamilton's really changed things at Ferrari. And it's like, has he?
I mean, he got first place in the sprint.
Yeah, the sprint was like, oh my god, he's back. And then the DQ.
Yeah, that's Ferrari. Ferrari cut up. You know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's the lictor.
Yeah, you saw that invisible predator.
Yeah, camel. What is it? What's the other one we're fighting? A lasher? I can't remember all the names.
There's... Dude, I can't with the...
yeah.
The names.
Tyranid.
The Tyranid. Yeah. It's
same much. Thing with the Necrons, where it's like...
The Necrons
I have
worse,
no idea.
Honestly. All right. Get them.
Okay. Oh, it's in the tree. Okay.
Yeah, he's jumping.
How do you...
Gotta find him. Or listen.
Oh, my headphones are not... Oh, our little teammate helps us out once in a while, I guess.
Yeah, he's moving around. That's the whole thing. There he is.
I wish he followed a pattern or something.
Nah, you know, it's sneaky.
Where's it? Oh, Jesus! Left stick!
Yeah, try to win the minigame. Ah, he just meleed me. I didn't appreciate that.
Oh, shoot. I don't like when you combo the wrong direction and then it just keeps comboing.
Oop.
You know?
Yeah. I will say
this is
the F1 this week, these past couple weeks.
I dodged that one. A is dodge, right?
Yeah, A in a direction, right?
I feel like I did. Oh, maybe I didn't do the direction.
No, if you just press it, I think it dodges backwards. Ah, he ran. Dang.
Get my armor back, hopefully, here. Ooh, I dodged that one.
Good job.
He likes me.
You grab him out of the air with their tail, slap him into the ground. It's
pretty good. Pretty good. Oh, God. Oh. He loves me.
He likes you because you're Titus, right?
Oh, I see.
But that isn't true. He will eventually. He does switch.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Just don't forget you can use your, your regain health ability, too.
I used the what's the one I used? Yeah, you got hit.
I got hit. Nope, that is a parry, and I didn't do it.
I really, really like that I can shoot through you. I really like that. Game would not be fun with that. Oh!
Mark and execute on the lictor is fun. When you get the parry, you get one of those.
Yeah, I got one on him.
Here we go. Execute. Nope.
I got it. Bye-bye. That was fun.
I just used a snim for no reason. Oh, I am out of ammo. Okay.
I saw some ammo dumps by the wall here.
That's why we got the bolt rifle. Ooh, where?
Lion? On the ground right here.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that. Give me some.
And there's ammo. Is this ammo? This is ammo. Do you need it?
The bolt rifle. Okay, I'll take it. We're good. Yeah, so like half the reason in this game that I end up changing weapons is because my other weapon was empty.
out of ammo? Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping. I mean, the races so far, it's back to F1. Sorry.
Back to F1. Yep.
The races so far look more even amongst all the teams. It's nice to see that nobody fell off.
Double points, bro.
I know. Makes me sad because, you know, my guy's not there.
To be fair, they didn't deserve those points. But look. Yeah. You know, the funny thing is the thing that got Ferrari on the DQ is the skid plate for Hamilton, right?
Right.
And it's like the same thing that got Mercedes at a different race last year.
Hmm. So who's responsible for the skid plate?
Yeah. Well, in theory, the team, right? But, you know, maybe is Hamilton pushing them in a way or whatever, right?
Yeah. I mean, he might be asking for one.
And then the thing that got Leclerc, he was underweight. It's the same thing that got Gasly also, right? Because Gasly was also DQ'd.
Oh, okay.
Both Gasly and Leclerc were underweight. Underweight because they went for the one stop, and the team didn't have enough, like, didn't make them save enough fuel, so they used too much, and then were, like, you know, half a kilogram too light at the end or whatever.
That makes sense. Like, no.
You see how it happens, but also, like, you knew you were going to the one stop. Why didn't you tell him to, like, back off?
Yeah.
You know?
Back off. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that is just totally on the team.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of team mismanagement early in the season last year too. So
yeah, you know, you it'll get better, I assume, but like, bro, those are huge points. Haas is above Ferrari in the standing.
I mean, take a picture, right?
Right. It'll last longer. Post that on your Instagram, right?
Yeah, pretty good. Good races, this, though, relatively.
One of the rain ended up being like way more exciting. Oh, here, come here. This is a data slate.
Oh, where? Where's here?
Back where I am.
Back where you am. Are you on the bridge? Are you? Corner. Oh, you're in this room.
This little.
Back where you am.
Right here. Face the way I'm facing.
Oh, I see it. Encrypted audio log.
Yeah, so it just gives you like some lore and like, you know, background and you get to listen to some people talk and stuff. You can listen to them later too. It's like,
yeah, you can skip them, right? And you can bring them up later.
Yeah, but you know, they are cool. They're all in in-character, in-universe stuff. You know, you'll have fun discussions among the Mechanicus people or other people about, like, what's going on.
Oh, okay. It's good if it affects the game. I like that the squad can interact. I mean, that's kind of like the original Gears of War style design that this game is following. Mm-hmm. The only thing this game doesn't have that Gears had is, like, cover mechanics.
Yeah, this game, like, and the original Space Marine was like this too, right? Where they're, where, like, well, Space Marines don't hide behind cover. That's, like, dishonorable.
Uh-huh.
So, like, what can we
and do, yet,
like, not have to deal with that, right?
How much time did you spend measuring on a tabletop to try and make sure you were through obscured cover so you could get an extra point on your save roll?
Oh, yeah, dude. Go so many times. You know, but the fantasy, the video game end of it.
Sure.
And I think that that's a, like, fair way to go about this stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's how you end up with, like, well, what if this game play, like, you move like Gears of War, but there's no cover everywhere. It's like we just checked in with the second squad right there.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
What got inside his armor? Ooh, a flamer.
So you picked that up.
I didn't get to use my bolt carbine very much. Is that the second squad?
No.
Oh.
But, Andy, see this? You have to deal with yeah. this.
Oh.
So you kind of just got to, like, push forward through the guys.
Fair enough. Oh, okay. I can run at them now?
Yeah. Basically, it's like when they make a big swarm, turn on the...
I got to hit the big swarm. Okay.
Yeah.
I was, like, doing the little march down the hallway situation.
We will eventually have to do that.
Okay. Pyroblaster ammo. There we go.
Not there quite yet, but... Yeah, make sure you're good and topped up. You're going to need a lot of that.
Okay, I've got it at 500, so...
All right, solid.
Here we go. Oh, boy.
Like I said.
Oh, my God.
That's you.
Okay. Here we go.
Get down there. Yeah, so they'll stick away from you as long as you're kind of shooting towards them.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Oh, I hit that. Me. I was hitting that thing with fire. You got to still dodge it. That's weird.
All right, we're taking a different... got to take a different we path. We got
to restore power, yeah.
The Mechanicus decided that they didn't want to bless us with access codes or whatever.
Yeah, thanks for keeping the power off.
I assume because of mechanical racism.
Because of whatever.
Yeah, they're racist against living people, right? Isn't that the whole thing?
Yeah, they don't... If you're not augmented, they don't like you very much. I think there was one of those things that they said, like, oh, we got more Tyranids.
Oh, real ones.
Yeah. They had Inquisitors and stuff that would augment themselves just so they could be on the side of the Mechanicus when they needed him.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember which ones, but I remember that was a thing.
That's totally a thing. You're absolutely right. Oh, God. All right, fire. Yes, please. Let me just execute this guy real quick.
Okay. We're retreating. We're not retreating. We're going through the door. We're strategically advancing backward.
That's right. Well, this is forward now. It was backward, now it's forward. Two steps backward, it was one backward. Step forward.
Yeah. We got to hit a loading zone here.
Always twirling. You
know? Oh, there's a guy. I don't have a gun that can get him from here.
It's okay. We'll, there'll be more.
What's over here? We got anything? Oh, there's dudes.
Not anymore.
There we go.
Yeah.
What's in here?
A little pyroblaster. Dim. Blaster.
I could use that.
Pyroblaster top up if you need that.
Oh, where's that? I missed right it.
Next to me.
Ah, there we go. Yes, I am down to very low on the pyroblaster situation.
They will eventually just give you more. But, you know, always good to stay topped up. The,
Okie dokie.
We... One of the things I do love about this, like, whole, you know, the game and the whole setting and stuff is, like, how ridiculous, like, you know, it started out as satire, right?
Yeah, sure.
But I think people think it's serious now. Like, they actually think this is how...
I mean, I think they think it's serious now. It started to take itself seriously around the time we were doing it, right? Like, with the whole, like, they're going to write books and there's whole storylines and...
Oh, in boy, just like I lit their in, own... that was a big mistake. I should not have opened that door. I don't know why I did that.
You opened a door?
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
Do I need to come flamer some stuff? Because I'm fighting up here.
Nah, you're good.
Okay, I'm almost done up here. I got the last one, I think. I'm coming.
I just wonder, in retrospect, should I have left the door closed?
Oh, yeah, sure. Probably. It's always maybe yes.
I guess we'll
this
see.
This guy didn't stand a chance.
We'll see if we have to go that direction.
I think we got to go this way, up the stairs, right? Which way do we got to go?
I don't know.
Oh.
Well, I want to go this way because there's an ammo cache here, so.
Oh, there's more dudes.
But, you know, they, like... I mean, taking it... Taking your, like, silly grimdark fantasy seriously is one thing, right? But, like...
Sure.
Thinking that it's... That it's, like... Not only is it serious, but, like... It's, like, cool, right?
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think maybe one of the instances is of maybe they... They got too into it was when they created the Tau, right? Where they're like, well, people really like this, so we probably need like a good guy. You know?
Like the space communism part of them, or like the...
The part where they weren't, you know, like, just like immediately not good people.
Yeah, you know, where they were like, oh yeah, these are the space good guys, right?
Yeah, they definitely planted them as that. I don't know, you know, I don't know.
I don't know how much the Tau are interacting with, like, the current story.
I don't know. It felt for a little while like they really intended for the Tau to take off as a good guy alternative.
Yeah. I think
it's just hard for people to like things new and...
I think some of the more recent stuff they've been up to. Have you been paying attention? Like, there was the whole arc around, like, some of the Eldar, like, siding with the Ultramarines.
They've done that multiple times. I mean, I've read a lot of those books.
Yeah.
And the Eldar...
New again, right?
Yeah, the Eldar, quote-unquote, dying off, even though they'll never die off all the way because they want to sell Eldar models.
Absolutely.
Oh, fire here time. We go. I'm here.
All right, those are grenades. I don't need grenades. I'm following you.
Which way do we want to go?
Ah, whichever.
Ow. Ah.
Let's not just light the random explodey barrels on fire, huh?
Oh, I overheated it. Okay, we don't go this way?
I guess not.
It overheats.
Like a Gatling gun, I guess. I got an achievement.
Oh, what'd you get?
Kill enemies using environmental hazards.
Oh.
I don't think I was doing that.
I think maybe one of us hit the thing and counted it.
Guess so. Look, I won't complain. Oh, I did not parry like I took. There we go.
Uh-oh, overheated again.
It's okay.
We gotta get up here, right?
Yeah, I think we'll go up and around.
Yeah. There's nothing in there.
I guess we will not go up and around. No, at least not this way.
We're gonna run out of flamer ammo here.
This is not the right way either. There's a guardian relic here, though, which I will now take.
We're gonna run out of flamer ammo.
All right, well, let's go back the other way. Switching to guns. There's pyroblast ammo right here.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All right. And we're just going to run forward. Zeathrope.
Zeathrope. Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, it's doing some explodey stuff. We got to go kill that.
I don't know where it went. Oh, it's high behind.
Oh, it's up high. I can't hit it with the thing.
You should be able to switch your weapon loadout still. I can't get up to wherever it is.
What could I switch to? Oh, to my gun?
Yeah, you can switch from the big
gun to my pistol, else, yeah.
Like pressing down or whatever.
My pistol, yeah. I could pull out the pistol. Good point. Oops. Wrong button.
Oh, you activated the thing.
I activated the thing.
Need a stim.
Move to extract. Okay. Oh, that's them, though. I think we're extracting them.
That was the
other. Oh, we got a sniper.
We haven't retrieved the Mechanicus data yet.
That's true.
That was our deal. But the other squad survived, so that's good. Which, I mean, we knew our brothers would succeed. How could they fail?
All right.
Just a dead end. I don't know where I was going there.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think we still need this flamer?
If it's out of ammo, drop it.
No, it's full.
Yeah, keep going. That way is a dead end. Should probably go towards the thing that it's telling us to go towards.
Yeah, it says assemble right here, you know?
Yeah, that's wise.
Oh, interact. We got
open a door.
Got to assemble, then we got to interact. So I have to...
Oh, baby.
What are the... Whoa, death from above? Death from above?
It has been some time.
We can't death from above?
They're showing you, though.
I know, I see it. It looks fun.
Nope.
We're working on school project for the older one's class, and she made a thing out of Lego in CAD.
How do kids have access to CAD?
It's like a CAD program for Lego, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And it has a feature to render assembly and rotation as a video, like a nice smooth.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, really cool. But even using the GPU on this PC, it's going to take 5 hours to render 30-second clip.
Yeah, that sounds right. It's simulating every brick, right?
Yep. So that's what I'm doing after this.
If you ever wonder why some of my things at work take forever, that's why, stuff like that.
Generating.
All right, so we got to get over to this thing. Hold on, don't burn your fuel too much. There's a bunch of it near this. I'm going to hit this button, and then we have to hold the point.
Oh, we have to hold this thing?
Yeah, see the box?
Okay.
stay in the box while the analog modem uploads.
Oh, jeez. I got hit out of the box.
It's okay. Just get back in here. Ouch.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying not to overheat the thing this time.
It's okay. You won't be able to get rid of him completely.
How well do we have to defend this point? Oh, man.
On the upper right corner, there's a progress bar.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. It's overheated.
Nope.
The toxins assail my senses. Dude, everything is green.
I'm so assailed right now. All right.
All right. Oh, pyroblaster ammo. Yeah. Give me
moving
that.
Forward. Ooh, there's an ammo caster over here. I'm going to use this real quick. All right.
Am I alone?
Yeah, I'm following you. You're good. Brother Charon will get here eventually. You're good. You can kind of see these guys. Like, they're walk through a bowl. Until they do that.
Whoa. Is that his ability? Is that what
that
is?
Yeah, he has an Auspex scan.
Ah, right. Okay.
Which will, like...
Man, the Auspex. I remember the Auspex.
I'm going to start the second terminal.
That's a thing.
Sure is.
So as long as one of us stays in the ring, we'll be okay.
It will keep counting up as long as we're in the box, but like more of us in the box is better, right? Oh, shoot. Gosh, I'm so bad at that whip guy.
Wargear Prime. Ow.
Thank you. I needed my armor back. Oh no, Zoanthropes. I don't like that. Oh, it's plural.
Ow! I don't have time to flamer because I have to attack.
Ah, I got made crazy.
Yeah, what is that? What is that about?
It's bad. All right, I got one. And in case you wondered, you are invincible during the animation.
Ow!
I'm working on the zone throw. Hold on, brother. All right, I think I got him.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on, execute. There we go.
Okay, I am literally just pouring fire on these balls of them. They don't go away.
All right, we got it.
I did not feel good at the game at that point there. That was a little bit chaotic.
Got some ammo refills and everything over here. Make sure you got all that.
Yeah, I'm full up.
Stimpak, use that up.
Oh, yeah, I don't see... Okay.
All right. Moving forward.
Where are we going? Forward?
Yes.
Oh, the generator's on. That's good.
Oh, forward, but not that way.
Forward a different direction.
Forward another way.
Forward some way.
I think it's back the other way that we go up this bridge. Yeah, there it is.
Okay. What is over here? Medical stims. Yeah. Well, hopefully we're close to the end here.
Yeah, we should be. Gotta do some Mechanicus stuff up here.
Yeah. Usually there's some sort of big fight at the end of a level, and I don't know.
We may have just done one.
Oh, that might be it, huh?
See, you're turning these big generators up here on.
Ooh. Data incoming.
Of course it's denied.
You never get to know what's going on, no matter who you are in 40K. I feel like that's the only reason to play as an Inquisitor. You know? You might find out what's going on.
Not wrong.
Me too. Oh. He doesn't like using words.
Everyone hates their repugnant flesh voice.
You know, when I was sick, I also didn't like my repugnant flesh voice.
We're all saying it.
It's just, yeah, we're all saying it. That's funny. Yeah, get out of here. There's a lot of things coming. You got to get out of there, man.
Got to check in on the Cadians. It's nice that we do.
Where are we going? Uh-oh. Never not. We're not going to anybody. Oh, I don't think so. Can we just let him go? We got the data. Jump packs.
They're Cadians. They got it.
Yeah, they can do it. I think we did it, man. That should be a mission complete banner right there.
You are right.
Oh.
But if, Andy, I show you how the Y button works.
Oh. I wanted to see you flying, and then you got covered by a pop-up.
You need to read this, because this is, like, important.
So you just hit it once, and then what?
No, you hold it, and then press it after holding to dash, and then ground pound, or shoot from the air by hovering.
Oh, okay. Ground pound. How do you ground pound?
Right bumper. Once you're in
right
there.
Bumper.
And you'll see your little target.
Oh, okay. And you can aim the ground pound?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that.
And you can hover if you click in the listic. It does not last very long. Gotta get up here with me.
I do like the little dash.
Yeah.
Huh? They put jetpacks on your boots for no reason.
Oh no, that's how it works. Look, you know, there's all like science this game has, you know.
Nice. All we right, did it.
Although
I think that's a good zone to
spot to call it. Yeah.
Well, spot to call it. We'll do a little rotation, cool outro, camera spin. Nice. Okay. I'm hitting quit. Well, that was awesome. That was the most fun mission so far. Absolutely.
The jump pack mission coming up is fun, too. And I think... No, I don't remember where it goes. So, yeah, it should be good.
Nice. Well, we won't be back with Space Marine 2 next week, JJ.
No, sadly, the people will have to wait.
People will have to wait, because I think we've got some pre-recorded about a different game, though.
Mm-hmm.
Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Watch Andy and I talk about it for quite a while.
Hey, well, if one episode we build a red-white deck, and then we talk about a lot of stuff related to Magic and where people are, okay, what people are talking about.
I'm still recording this so people can see. This is my character's outfit and drip on the in the multiplayer now because it swapped me to multiplayer when I quit. So people can see that before I end the recording.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're going to upload that so we can put that into the game stream.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right. So
Magic, state of Magic, things we like about Magic. That's the first episode. And then we're going to do another follow-up episode the week after with a draft.
Yeah. How'd you like that draft, Andy?
I really liked it. I wish that I had not gotten sick and that I had known the draft dates equal when you're allowed to play that draft deck.
Yes.
But I had a great time. And next time they do a Foundations draft, I want to do it again.
Yeah, Foundations is a pretty good set. I believe the way Magic works is like they rotate a quick draft every 2 weeks.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And they don't.
And we did it 3 days before a rotation, so that was unfortunate.
That was unfortunate on us. Yeah. But it'll come around again. But it might not be for a while. But usually drafting the new sets is also usually a pretty good time. Not every set does look like a good time. I will say it looks like the next coming Magic set, a Tarkir Dragonstorm.
Yeah.
Looks like a very good classic Magic set. We got the three color situations going on.
A lot of dragon cards, a lot of weird combos, a lot of expensive cards, which don't usually see the light of day.
A lot of cool cards that look like they help you run multiple colors. A lot of cards that look like they're like, you know, enable fun things if you cast multiple spells in a turn. So it should be a cool... It seems like the draft environment might be pretty sweet and slow, which is always good for a draft so that you can like play some of those creatures that cost 6, 7, 8 mana.
Fair enough. More on that soon.
Yeah. So, and if you want to get at us about Magic, tell us about your sweetest Magic combos. You can find us. We're at We Were Gamers on social media, and podcast@wewergamers is our email address. podcast@wewergamers.com. It's weird.
Talk to you all soon.